WTAW News. Time is 8:04. It's 57 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Representatives of all four hospitals in Bryan College Station participated in a community health update hosted Wednesday by the Chamber of Commerce. One of the common themes stressed to business owners was the importance of stressing to their employees preventative health measures. Beverly Welch at St. Joseph Regional Health Center says they've treated patients this year with measles, the mumps, and tetanus, which can all be avoided by immunizations.
Not coming to work whenever they're sick. Some of the things that we can do is immunize them to prevent them from getting sick, but then when they do get sick, give some education to the employer on how long they need to be out and not coming to work sick.
Speakers also included representatives of the Brazos County Health Department and the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Blinn College's Board of Trustees has hired a search firm to assist in the selection of the district's next president. Spokesman Richard Bray says the Association of Community College Trustees was selected from six candidates.
We've worked with them before just on best practices and that sort of thing. And so there was a level of trust there. And the fact that the ACCT is already familiar with Blinn College and what we do was really a big step in their favor.
ACCT will also assist in the selection of an interim district president after Dr. Harold Nolte retires on January 31st. A Bryan man will be in prison at least 15 years after being convicted this week in Brazos County District Court of his third DWI while unlawfully carrying a deadly weapon. Prosecutors say 57-year-old Lawrence Pena was caught following a hit-and-run crash in August 2012, and his alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. The Brazos County District Court jury also convicted Pena of cocaine possession. He has to serve at least half of the 30-year sentence because he had a weapon with a criminal history. Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski says the value of land being sold to developers in the biocorridor was much less than what was stated at this week's city council meeting.
Respected appraisal firm did appraise it for $1.625 million. And an appraisal is what the value of the property is, and that's what we sold it for.
Sure. Councilman Mike Sutherland said during the council meeting the value of the 36 acres being sold to developers between the Health Science Center and the Traditions Golf Course was $5.4 million. From the Texas A&M Vet School came the story of a dog who helped save his owner's life and needed life-saving of his own. Sergeant William Cole was suffering from a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder when he returned from Afghanistan and Iraq almost 3 years ago. 10 months later, after therapy and medication had failed to help, Cole adopted a puppy, named him Hank.
Hank was there, you know, when I found myself wanting to stay in. Hank was there looking at me, you know, saying, hey, you got to take me out, Dad. And it was one of those things where I found myself getting out. And then after I was getting out, I found myself liking to get out. And then when I did that, I found myself liking to go to parks. I enjoyed doing just things that, you know, I wasn't enjoying anymore.
This September, Hank escaped his backyard and was hit by a car. A Good Samaritan brought him to the A&M Vet Hospital where Hank was saved. The vet school used available funds to reduce the more than $11,000 medical bill. WTAW News Time approaching 8:08. It's 57 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Areas of fog this morning, otherwise lots of clouds and maybe a stray shower. A little milder today with temperatures trying to get to 70 this afternoon. Clouds, the risk of a shower overnight, lows near 60. Cloudy tomorrow. There could be a shower, too. Highs will make their way up to about 70 to 75. It'll be cloudy tomorrow night with the chance of a shower. Lows near 60. It'll become partly sunny during the day on Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Thursday. Visit with the folks from the city. Brian Alsines will join us in just a minute. Marilyn Stratus here this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
You just can't stay away.
I know. I just love you.
Yeah, just having too much fun. By the way, do you have new business cards? Because, I mean, I saw that you got you got a pay raise, but they got you doing all sorts of stuff now.
Business cards have been that way for a while.
Okay, yes. All that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, so as the director, basically, of communications for the city of Bryan, you're here to tell us about?
Well, some more wonderful Christmas and holiday celebration events. One last time, going to remind folks about Holiday Magic at Sue Haswell Park tonight, 5:30 to 8:30. Free shuttle from Blinn College. It's free to the family. There's train rides. There's sledding on the real snow mountain. It's not fake snow. It's real snow.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Pictures with Santa, holiday crafts, hot chocolate, cookies. Come on out. Then Gwen was going to be here today, but she asked me to remind you about this, and I'm very excited about this one. Nutcracker Storytime Ballet, co-hosted by the Clara B. Mounts Public Library and Ballet Brazos.
Okay.
They'll present highlights of one of the world's most famous ballets, and that is Thursday, December 11th at 6 o'clock at the Clara B. Mounts Public Library in wonderful downtown Bryan. Free admission, seating begins at 5:30, and they're going to have cookies, Al.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I'll be there for some of those.
So, and then one more thing,
he's
Breakfast
bad as
with
we
Santa
are.
At the Neal Recreation Center is another family-friendly event. This one's geared towards children ages 10 and younger. Saturday, December 20th from 9 to 11 at the Neal Rec Center, and there's going to be photos with Santa, a full breakfast, and movies and crafts.
All right. Lots of holiday stuff going on in the city. Thanks for telling us about that.
You bet.
Al Sines here this morning. Al, how are you?
Just fine. Scott, good morning to you, and to happy holiday season to your listeners as well.
Yeah. Been about a year since you've been here, as a matter of fact.
It's been about exactly a year, sir.
So we're back, and let's talk about what's transpired in the last year before the election. I want to talk about the council changing after the election because it has. But tell me basically your view of what's gone on since last we visited, in your view.
Well, since I was on council before, I pretty much was able to hit the ground running. And a lot of positive things have happened. I must say that. But a lot of things have not changed, and some things have remained the same.
So,
you know, no surprises. It's a battle. You know, when you have a city that we do, which has diverse communities, there tends to be a lot of discussion of issues that people have different opinions on.
Now, you, I guess, for one, would be a person who is in favor of having single-member districts elected within members elected within that district, as opposed to all the members of council being elected at large. Is
absolutely,
that true?
Absolutely, Scott. Well, of course, I have to, you know, and I think that's what I was talking about. We have a diverse city, the diverse communities, whether it was German, Italian, Hispanic, African-American. This city is not like College Station, where College Station is more homogenous. We're more heterogeneous in Bryan.
So since the election, tell me how you feel like your view of council has changed.
Since this last election?
Right.
Well, I think it's changed in a positive way. Of course, my candidate did win, and then our charter amendments did pass. And it's really the citizens speaking up. And I think turning the corner or looking at slightly changing their gaze to the direction that I think they want the city to go. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing because a change is good, and people are pointing out that, yes, we want to turn the scope a little bit, and let's see what we can find for the future.
Okay, then what I'm going to do is Mike Sutherland was in here, a couple of weeks ago. I basically gave him the invisible magic wand of power. So I want to hand that to you and say, if there were three things in the city of Bryan that you would like to see changed as one member of council, what would those be?
Well, I think what I'd like to see initially would be more optimism in the city. Optimism for growth, for business, for education.
Al, it's growing faster than it ever has.
And we want to continue that. But, you know, the in the past, it seems like a particular part of town was forgotten about. And I live in that particular part of town. If we drive by there today, we'll see that in many ways the growth has not trickled down to the poor part.
Okay,
of town.
So let's stop there. And I know what other members of council would say is, percentage wise, there's been a lot of the budget that has been spent in that city, in that part of the city. And I understand that, but besides infrastructure, everybody needs streets, everybody mm-hmm. needs sidewalks, everybody needs those things. What do you believe the city can actually do to, is it fair to me to say make your district more livable? Is that a fair thing to say?
Well, safer, yes. Safer, more livable.
Okay,
exactly.
What do you think the city can do?
Well, it's hard to, and I'll make an effort. It's hard to answer that question without pointing to infrastructure. But let me go this way then. The citizens of District 22 have to step up as well, to pick up around them, to clean up around them, the neighborhoods, the barrios, and the ghettos. And I think that if they do that for themselves, the city will recognize that, yes, we need to pay more attention to this area. If they're willing to invest their time, we need to invest our time
and
money as well.
It's a fantastic idea. I love that idea. You're right. You got paint your own fence, and let's clean things up. Right. I think that's a great deal. Okay, something else that you think that we need to do?
Let's see. The question is so simple, Scott, I don't have an answer to
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fine.
Just other than I just hold out hope that the city can come together. Well, I was thinking about this the other day. How the poor parts of Bryan progress in a way, and maybe I don't want to expand it too much, but it affects the entire area. It affects Bryan College Station. It affects the county, this part of the state. I've always thought that Bryan College Station were in a unique position in the state to attract people from miles around, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin. And I don't think that we're living up to our potential to attract even more citizens, more business, more retirees, and people who just want to come live in this part of the state, the heart of the state.
Sure. Well, and as it comes to that, one of the things that we like to do is we like to have new businesses come in here. And one of the businesses, one of the corporations that is in charge of doing that is the RVP. I want to play your comments from late October when it came time. The question was
sure.
$350,000 is going to be funded at the RVP. This is what you said at that meeting.
Okay. We have to pay somebody else to do a better job than what we can do for ourselves. It just seems backwards. And we can do better. And I know that there's a lot of motivated people on staff and surely here on council who if given the opportunity, could pick out winners and losers better than some other entity can. And it just seems that there's a lot of money going into that organization that I just can't justify to my constituents, Mayor.
Okay, that's the RVP. And mm-hmm. to paraphrase, you said you kind of felt like you were being shaken down by the RVP.
Well, it feels that way sometimes because I'm sorry, Scott. I can only just see things from the perspective of my front street and
that's
my front
fine.
Door.
I understand.
And I haven't seen where our investment in RVP by the city, College Station, the county, Texas A&M, has really produced in the to justify the amount of money that they get annually. And I've heard some estimates as high as from the city of Bryan, close to $500,000 in other instant or other payments as well. And I'm just not seeing it, Scott. And it's really not a service that the city of Bryan shouldn't be taking on itself.
Now, but there are certain levels of expertise when it comes to negotiation, when it comes to infrastructure needs, when it comes to who you're competing against, that with all due respect, I don't know that the staff could handle all of that. Mm-hmm. Certainly there could be aspects of it. I understand mm-hmm. that. But when it actually comes to a negotiating deal, I think you do need some specialists in there.
Yeah, but the initial drawback to RVP, that they have other masters as well. How do they distinguish between representing College Station and Bryan, their core sister cities? Which one comes first? There's that conflict maybe, and there may be a few other conflicts. But Dennis Garion did a real good job for us while he was at the city of Bryan, and I'm not saying that I'm glad to see he's retired and everything. I'm gonna enjoy that retirement. But people like Dennis or somebody that we could hire on staff that is committed and only answerable and just committed to bringing business to Bryan, paid for by the city of Bryan.
Okay, now then are you starting to break the cities away when we're actually moving closer together as two cities than ever before?
No, I don't think so. That may be going a little too far. We're sister cities. We're cities that have a long history. And that relationship is going to grow and grow. As long as I'm council, that relationship is going to become stronger.
Well, your director of development can bring in commercial entities, but maybe you're talking about our industrial or research-type facilities, not the same as having another pizza joint. I mean, we're talking about this is something that's a little more high-tech.
Well, and you're absolutely right, but I think RVP also had a hand in bringing in Gundler, which was ultimately a failure. And so where do we get our money back? Well, we really can't.
No, Al, there's not that much money that the city lost. The city didn't lose but about $20,000-$30,000 because of special equipment that was brought out there. Mm-hmm. That building has now been sold.
Sure.
The city of Bryan is not on the hook for anything there. Now, I understand what you're saying. There are calculated risks and all that, but I don't think we need to say the city lost money.
But also, beyond that, there are other parts that weren't fulfilled. You know, there was going to be more jobs coming, you know, the promise of more jobs.
Sure. Well, and I want to hear your opinion. I mean, that's why we have you here to do that. I want to talk about CVB. Bryan did something, I mean, you proposed something that was amazing to me, and that was you were going to give them more money, $96,000 more than they actually asked for. Explain to me why you want to do that.
Well, the return on what they, the money that we gave them in the return, there are some estimates that were anywhere from 60 to 80%. If it's anything above 60%, it was a good investment.
Who were the numbers? Where'd they come from?
Well, I understand that the ISD numbers were like 60%, and 80%, I don't know where that derived
from. Okay, source of the numbers bothers. This is what bothers me. You're wanting to turn on a dime and give them $96,000 more than they asked for without what I would think are provable results. I don't know what the percentage is, but there are far more hotel rooms in College Station than there are in Bryan, and they're going to be for the next 5 years or 10 years anyway. So Bryan is going to be more hard-pressed to be able to see a return on that investment than College Station would. Now, granted, you're not given near as much money as College Station is, but still, that is a sizable increase. What do you expect in return from CVB?
You know, and I thought about that. I think that the CVB should go out and represent the entire area. But I imagine people driving down, let's say, 290, Austin, Houston, point assigned to in Hempstead that says Bryan, or anywhere on 45, that they can do other things.
All right,
to
says
reach
Bryan
out.
Or says what?
Well, yeah, primarily Bryan, but of course,
CVB's not going to do that.
No, but Bryan, if we can't get CVB, and Mary Lynn has got a new job to promote Bryan as well. But there's just all kinds of avenues that we can use to promote. I mean, again, I'm a councilman in Bryan, and that's my first.
It's not my intention, what do you want to say?
Well, I was just going to say I think that the way the funding formula works is it's based on the number of hotel rooms in the two communities, and then we pay our percentage. I think we have like 24% of the rooms, so we pay 24% of their budget. Now This go-round, I think they asked College Station for more money. I think College Station actually cut their funding
to
them. Then they asked the City of Bryan for $53,000 more, which we included in what went before the council the other night, was to give the CVB that additional $53,000.
Right. Now, pointedly, go ahead.
But let me also say, Scott, you know, I'm a Bryan guy. But I don't want to fall into the trap of just because I am a Bryan guy that someone can say, well, then you don't like College Station. No, it's one of one. It's some of one and some of the other.
What are you going to ask them to? Okay, now, again, full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors of the Downtown Bryan Association. Are you going to ask them to actually spend some of their marketing budget outside this market to advertise Fiestas Patrias, the Blues Festival, Texas Reds? Will you ask them to do that?
Definitely Texas Reds. Fiesta Spot, there's some issues there.
All right. Okay, fine.
With.
Okay, then Texas Reds. I didn't want to necessarily say just them because that's a DBA thing. But are you going to ask them to spend more money because you're giving them more money to promote just Texas Reds?
Well, not necessarily, but that's a good place to start. The last I've heard, Fiestas Patrias and the Jazz Fest, Blues Fest, haven't asked for money yet.
Okay.
Where Texas Red is our signature event. But I think Mary Lynn wanted to.
But are you going to press them to do that? Because I think if you're going to give them a $96,000 increase, you must be some expectation that you would have from CVB.
Yes, absolutely. Anything that we can encourage CVB to do to bring more people to the area, whether it's Bryan College Station or Brazos County, again, as far as I'm concerned, Bryan first.
Yeah, and I'm not saying just for Bryan events. I mean, College Station has events as well that need to be promoted.
And
there's
again,
not any doubt.
I don't want to fall into the trap of just because I pick one, I'm against the other.
I'm not asking you to do that, but what I'm asking is what are you wanting in return when you increase the CVB budget $96,000 to $96,000? I mean, that's a sizable increase.
Well, I don't think I have to ask them. I think they know. Well, you know, the city of Bryan was very polite and kind to us in this budget, and we need to give them a little more consideration, and that's good.
All right.
If it's an honest, fair consideration.
Anything else we need to cover?
Mary Lynn, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say, I don't know if you know Scott, but Jay Sokol. My good buddy Jay Sokol.
We taught him everything he knows, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, he's fully educated.
Well, you know, but he was the pick of the litter.
Yeah.
What can I say? So we've been meeting with the CVB staff about how they use their advertising dollars and wanting more input into that process and wanting to make sure that we focus very locally, you know, local imagery. Things like that. When people pick up an advertisement and that says come to Bryan College Station, we want them to be seeing something in Bryan College Station. There's a lot here to see and do. And they have been very receptive to that.
Good.
We've enjoyed working with them. But along the same lines, you know, being Director of Communications and Marketing for the city of Bryan itself, I could sure use some more money to promote Bryan itself.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to poke my good friend here in the ribs that's standing next to me and you know, some of that money would be great to focus strictly on Bryan.
Again, they're Bryan things and they're College Station things. And I don't want us to hijack the interview to just talk about CVB, but I think it is important, and
sure
especially since
sure
you
is.
Wanted to fund them above the level that they wanted, I think being able to extricate from them some sort of an assurance that they're going to do something like that would be a good thing.
Yeah, but promotion and marketing is a very important thing for development of a city, and it sets a tone, it sets an attitude, and I think that Bryan, in many ways, needs to stand out on his own as well. Bryan
sure.
Bryan, a distinct
I agree.
City.
I agree completely.
And we need to market and sell that as
both
well.
These cities are growing. They're growing in different
Absolutely.
Ways, and it's a dynamic situation. Anything else, though, you want
well,
to cover?
There's a couple of things, Scott. The Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is this Sunday.
Yeah.
It starts on University, goes down to Villa Maria. I think it starts at 2, ends at 5.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, there's also a downtown Bryan Parade next Friday on the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And so come down to downtown Bryan and like the old days.
6:30?
It's
6:30. It's a nighttime parade, yeah.
Yeah.
Lights up. It'll be kind of fun.
So
yeah.
Come
like
on
when
out.
We were kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I can maybe get this in there, Scott, the Habitat for Humanity is going to have 3 home dedications this weekend.
Oh, great.
It's one of the most successful Habitat for Societies in the nation for its size, this community,
yeah.
which speaks very highly of our community, Scott.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have time, but there's great people in our community that sponsor those homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't mention them, but that's what type of community that we are. Bryan College Station and the entire area.
It's a great thing.
And on the sponsors that sponsor these homes, you know, I want them to have a sense of accomplishment for themselves. When they're sitting in their quiet space, Scott, in their cars or in their home with their families, I want them to feel the gratitude that we as a community express to them for giving of their time and treasure.
Yep, we do appreciate that. Have a good holiday, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's Al Sines here from the Bryan City Council. Visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Another positive labor report. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The number of Americans filing first-time jobless claims fell by 17,000 last week. The Labor Department put the total at 297,000, slightly above what most analysts had forecast. Tomorrow we will hear the monthly employment report from the government. NASDAQ futures have turned negative, down 1. S&P 500 futures following suit, down nearly 3. A class action suit filed by against Apple yesterday. The case involves claims that the tech giant deleted music that some iPod owners had downloaded from competing music services without telling them. The plaintiffs are seeking a $350 million payout. And the UK is cashing in on Americans and other global businesses across the pond. British Treasury Secretary George Osborne introduced a new 25% tax on profits of foreign companies from economic activity in England, hoping to take advantage of firms that look to cheaper tax rates overseas. The price of crude falling 29 cents to $67 a barrel. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft, so here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
Check.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Dayhill, Xerox Company is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
The news program 60 Minutes used one chilling word to describe the next data breach. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate work groups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers, and now it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text, but the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers, and printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are, to print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform. The news program 60 Minutes recently did a report on data breaches, such as the ones we've heard about that happened at Home Depot, JP Morgan, and Target. A cybersecurity expert on the report used one very chilling word to describe a data breach happening before the end of the year. The word he used, inevitable. Remember, this is the time when we're all using our credit cards online and in stores more than usual. Now get this, 97% of all companies are getting breached. That's astounding. Only 3% of companies are not targeted. So companies are getting hacked, but here's the rub. It takes 229 days on average to discover a data breach, which is often blamed on poor passwords. This means you need to watch your bank and credit card accounts very closely, because no one else is. Well, except for the hackers. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time, 27 minutes before the top of the hour. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The BCS Chamber of Commerce hosted a community health update Wednesday that included speakers from all four hospitals, the Texas A&M Health Science Center, and the Brazos County Health Department.
Business owners were told by the health department's emergency management director, Mike Paulus, to develop an emergency operations plan.
Do you have a health and welfare plan for your employees so that you can have them cared for in a short period of time and hopefully they can return to work as quickly as possible? And I'm not saying they'd be sick, but unfortunately, one of the things that happens is one of our problems is the worried well. People who are well and don't want to get sick, and then they shy away from everyone else.
Jody Randall Gibson at Baylor Scott & White says they regularly practice their response if they have to deal with a patient with the Ebola virus.
Staff are getting used to us kind of showing up and pretending to be the patient and asking them to kind of manage us. How would they do it? Getting very good. They're getting very comfortable with those steps and processes in all facilities. So we've come a long way with that.
Business owners were encouraged to tell their employees and their families to get flu shots and other immunizations and to stay home when they're sick. A Brazos County District Court jury this week found a Bryan man guilty of his third DWI and his third felony drug conviction. 57-year-old Lawrence Pena was arrested in August 2012 following a hit-and-run crash and chase involving Bryan police. Prosecutors say Pena's alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. He was also convicted of cocaine possession. The combined sentence was 30 years, less than the 40 sought by the district attorney's office and more than what Pena asked, which was less than 20 years. Because Pena was in possession of a weapon at the time of his arrest with a criminal record, he'll have to serve at least 15 years before becoming eligible for parole. Blinn College's Board of Trustees has taken the next step towards selecting its next district president. Spokesman Richard Bray says the Association of Community College Trustees was hired to assist in the search process.
We've tasked them with helping the board develop a timetable for selecting our next president, assisting with recruitment and outreach and finding the right candidate. They're going to provide orientation. They're going to provide some training for the Board of Trustees and for the members of the Presidential Search Advisory Committee, which has not yet been identified. And they'll also assist the board and the that Search Advisory Committee with candidate evaluation.
Bray says ACCT, which was among six organizations under consideration, has worked with Blinn on prior projects. Current District President Harold Nolte retires January 31st, and ACCT will also assist in the selection of an interim leader. There's a difference of opinion on the Bryan City Council as to the value of city land being sold that's located between the Health Science Center and Traditions Golf Course. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the 36 acres were sold for the appraised value of $1.6 million and added it's not the $5.4 million quoted by Councilman Mike Sutherland.
When we come up with these numbers, we don't fish them out of the air. We have certified real estate appraisers who are the experts, not someone that's just got an opinion that's connected to a certain campaign that just recently ended.
Byinski says it's political rhetoric.
You'll hear from a council member, well, if it's in the bio corridor, it's $9 a foot, it's gold. Well, if it's all in the floodplain, well, then it's not $9 a foot.
Sure.
You know, there's always factors in all properties, conditions of properties, locations. And so all those were taken into consideration by the appraiser.
On a 4-3 vote, the property was rezoned to allow construction of homes, offices, and retail businesses. A dog who helped save his owner's life needed life-saving of his own.
Sergeant William Cole was suffering from a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder when he returned from Afghanistan and Iraq almost 3 years ago. 10 months later, after therapy and medication had failed to help, Cole adopted a puppy he named Hank.
Hank was there, you know, when I found myself wanting to stay in. Hank was there looking at me, you know, saying, hey, you got to take me out, Dad. And it was one of those things where I found myself getting out. And then after I was getting out, I found myself liking to get out. And then when I did that, I found myself liking to go to parks. I enjoyed doing just things that, you know, I wasn't enjoying anymore.
This September, Hank escaped his backyard and was hit by a car. A Good Samaritan brought him to the A&M Vet Hospital in efforts to save his life. When asked how he felt when he first heard about Hank's accident, Cole got emotional.
When Hank was first hit, I mean, I couldn't really, you know, believe what was going on. And so it was pretty tough, you know, realizing that he might not make it.
But with quick intervention from the vet team and surgery a few days later, Hank did make it. In support of Cole's service to our country, the A&M College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Science has used available funds to reduce Hank's almost $11,500 medical bill. For more on the story and pictures of Hank, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
21 minutes from 8, it's 58 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bank and Trust, where local bankers and customers know each other. Everyone talks about customer service, but we live by it. It's the principle this bank was founded on and our commitment to you every day. We invite you to experience the difference real customer service can make when you bank locally. Stop by any of our five convenient locations or contact our customer service department directly at 260-5100. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3800 F2-wheel drive 38-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder with front and rear chain guards, 5-foot box blade for $15,195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $14,195. That's a monthly payment of only $194. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed prices, shop Norman G. Tractor. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at NormanGTractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 13 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Foggy start to our Thursday morning for most of us, but the fog will lift. We're left with clouds and maybe a stray shower later today. Temperatures close to 70 degrees. Lots of clouds tonight. There's the risk of a shower, 60. Considerable cloudiness tomorrow with the potential for a shower. Highs 70 to 75. Clouds and maybe a shower tomorrow night, 60. It should become partly sunny on Saturday, a little cooler Saturday. Temperatures very close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Now here's Courtney flashing out. Got a screen. Robinson into House. House squares up. House shoots a three. Makes it! 3.3 seconds left. A&M, not a good night at the line, but that was one that counted. It was the score was tied as we give you our Aggie Report here today. Tied score at 63. House hits a three to make it 66-63. Texas A&M the win last night over Sam Houston. A&M now to go 5-1 for the season. Sam will drop back to 4-3. At the three-point line, A&M for the night was 3 out of 12. Sam, a good night at the three. They hit 7 out of 22. Also out-rebounded the Aggies 40-34. But Aggs get the win over Sam. Had Reed last night before a crowd of over 4,000, 66-63. Texas A&M now will take on Arizona State at Reed at 1 o'clock this coming Saturday. Get your tickets and support the team. We'll have the broadcast on this radio station starting at 12:30 Saturday afternoon. Arizona State, a 5-2 ball club coming in here. They have back-to-back losses against Maryland and also against Alabama out of the SEC. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
The joys of Christmas. One man says that Christmas in the city is the best place to be to appreciate the joys of Christmas. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Christmas in the City is a special treat for critic and lecturer Millard Meredith. He explains it this way. Christmas in the City has a special magic. The kettles on every corner, insistently ringing bells, throngs of shoppers, gaily decorated shop windows. Even the artificial snow on windows and the traffic jams seem to hold a particular fascination for me. I think it's because the season seems to unite people in a singleness of purpose. Everybody is honoring Christmas, each in his own way and with his own motives, some of which I grant may be wrong. Still, you see more smiles, hear more happy words exchanged, and more laughter than at any other time of the year. And that, I submit, is the special magic of the season and the greatest of the joys of Christmas.
845, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, it's time for our North Korean segment.
Hey, I just stumbled across something on that.
Yeah.
Did you know that everybody in North Korea that was named Kim Jong-un had to change their name?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. North Korea imposed similar bans on the use of names of two former leaders, Kim's father, Kim Jong-il, and grandfather, Kim Il-sung, as part of the propaganda drives to build cults of personalities around them. Kim Jong-un's name is not allowed for newborns or people who share the name must now just stop using it, but they must also change their birth certificate and residence restrictions. Is he getting their junk mail? He doesn't like it?
Quit calling me up for newsletters.
That's right. When you're putting up your ginormous megawatt Christmas tree in your front yard, you might want to consider your neighbors a jumbotron of Christmas lights beaming through the windows of the house next door. Not particularly neighborly, after all. If you're South Korea and the neighbor in question is North Korea, things can get a bit complicated. Tuesday of this week, the South Korean Defense Ministry gave the go-ahead to a Christian group to build and light a 30-foot Christmas tree-like structure on top of a hill near the North Korean border. Only problem, North Korea isn't really into Christmas that much, or at all. In fact, in the past, North Korea, which views religion as a threat to its leadership cult, issued frequent objections against the tree, calling it a tool of psychological warfare and threatening to fire artillery at it.
Yeah!
Oh, wow. Let's blow us up a Christmas tree.
That's a real war on Christmas.
Yeah. The tree lighting ceremony first started out as a religious event in the north in 1971, but it's been considered a tool of psychological warfare against the North, as the sparkling lights can be seen from the North Korean side. Tree has been lit annually during the Christmas season until the two Koreas agreed to halt the propaganda activities in 2004, but Seoul resumed its event in 2010 upon North Korea's torpedoing of the South Korean warship at that time. So that's how they bomb our ship. We put up a Christmas tree. Hello.
Good morning. If, you know, they were allowed to use more than three letters per name, they might not have so many people named
that's
after
true.
Them.
Let's do Smith and Jones. You could do that. Let's bring Smith and Jones.
Brown.
Yeah, Brown.
A lot of Browns.
848, stuff that happened a year ago. It's our Throwback Thursday.
Since when?
Yeah, I know. It was a year ago we were talking about, though, the 41-year-old resident named Todd Mills who passed away after a battle with brain cancer. Todd, you may or may not know, is the one who dreamed up the Dorito-flavored taco shell.
Came
to him in 2009, even though he was just an average citizen. He pitched the idea to Frito-Lay, who said, nah, I don't think so. Undeterred by Frito-Lay's rejection, Mills started the Taco Shells for Doritos Movement Facebook page in 2009 to garner support for the idea, and it happened. So, good on him. And a new study then, a year ago, showed that people who are constantly glued to their phones, checking their messages and taking calls, are unhappier than those who don't. Study also suggested those who are constantly checking their phone suffer from higher anxiety levels and even lower grades. Yeah. That to say this. As auto manufacturers are investing heavily in broadband car connectivity that allows passengers and drivers to stream movies or send or receive those texts or surf or whatever, it reveals that the connected car experience may be more about driving than entertainment. They surveyed 1,320 drivers. Most want a connected car to offer the enhancement of the driving experience, but actually the connectivity that they think is the most important thing, real-time traffic updates and popular multifunctioning type things. But the interest in the vehicle's capability to send and receive text and emails and social media, really pretty low. So that's encouraging to me.
I used Google Maps when we were coming back from Dallas to choose whether we were coming down 45 or 30, what is it, 40? It's 45, isn't it?
Yeah, 45, right.
45 or 35.
40, right.
And 35 was free and clear. And, and I got the little traffic update and said, you know what? It's going to be quicker this way. We almost avoided it. And sure enough, it was. That real-time traffic is amazing.
It is a great thing to have. I mean, I don't know how it happens. I don't know how they're able to do that. I guess what? Is it because a lot of cars stopped and that sends the signal up to
everyone who has their phone in their pocket.
Okay.
And use it, even if they're not using Google Maps.
Okay.
It's sending information back to Google. It's definitely Android and even, I'm guessing, iPhone. But they take the aggregate data and say, on this route, so-and-so took an extra 2 minutes. We're going to add that to everyone in back of them.
Ah, very good. Okay. That's it. Okay. Separate Harris poll also of 1,033 U.S. American vehicle owners released last month drew similar conclusions, and a tremendous majority, 84%, prioritized safety features like blind spot detection and backup cameras over infotainment. So promising. That's really, really promising that people say that let's use technology to make it a safer ride rather than make it easier to text and interact with your car for infotainment. Good on us.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Are you troubled by painful and healthy varicose veins or spider veins? Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center, the leading authority in vein care. Varicose veins are the number one cause of restless legs and night cramps. As the end of the year approaches and insurance deductibles are lessening, now's the time for vein evaluation and treatment. I'd like to thank our many loyal patients for their support in voting us best of Brazos every year. You can ask our patients how remarkable the technology of vein care has evolved. Call our office at 696-8346 or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 7 minutes till. Okay, from Austin, they lost their brains over there, huh? Or thought they did. A little bit of a scary thing. The mystery of the missing brains at the UT was headlines early yesterday, but by yesterday afternoon, the mystery appeared solved. Officials at Texas released a statement saying the 100 brains believed missing from the neuroscience lab were actually destroyed in 02 as part of a routine disposal of biological waste. Really? University officials also denied earlier claims that the missing brains had surfaced at another university, said they had no evidence that the one of the missing brains belonged to Charles Whitman, the infamous UT sniper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Mm. So I was there that day, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I was right there at the Student Union. I was right next to it. Right next to it.
My mom worked there, and it was interesting because they intentionally left the bullet holes.
Yes, they did. Yeah, yeah. That's
as a reminder. So
well, that's we walked out there that day and looked at them. It's pretty strange. Okay. Well, this happens from time to time, and it happened again. Two teenagers trying to carjack a guy in Houston. Police report that the 15-year-old unnamed boy, along with the 17-year-old friend with a gub, forced the victim from his car. That's when they realized it had a manual transmission. And I call it manual because it's interesting. I used to call them standard transmissions.
Right.
And obviously, standard means most common, but that ain't the case. Had no clue how to drive a stick shift. That means that the teens then tried to get the victim to show them how to drive the stick shift car while holding a gun on him. Sure. Victim told police that he tried to give the carjackers instructions on how to drive the car. Traveling a few blocks down the road, the teens told the victim to get out of the car. They then he called police because he had his phone with him. Officers chased the vehicle. Didn't take very long since, again, the kids didn't know how to drive a stick.
That's funny.
Going to be a criminal. You have to be a real criminal. Dog Fancy and Cat Fancy magazine publications, nearly 50 years old, and they are shutting down to be replaced by print versions of the website Dogster and Catster. Dogster and Catster magazines will launch as bimonthlies in February and March of 2015, respectively. Both started out as websites 10 years ago. Existing Dog Fancy and Cat Fancy subscribers will be transitioned to the new titles, so you don't have to worry about any of that.
Oh, well, thank heavens.
Yeah, you'll still be able to. And, you know, if you open them up and smell them, they smell like cat dander.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
The holidays are here. Be sure to give the ones you love something they'll love, like the latest in fashion trends from the Texas Rose Boutique. Texas Rose has trendy Lane boots, Johnny Loves June jewelry, Raviani purses with Schwartzky crystals, and Ivy Jane and Urban Mango. Texas Rose Boutique gift cards are always a Christmas favorite, too. Texas Rose Boutique has items you won't find anywhere else. Experience shopping like no other at the Texas Rose Boutique in historic downtown Bryan. And be sure to check out our Facebook page for holiday specials and giveaways.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's a blast from the past for you.
Did you call the wrong number?
No, remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Bong.
Yeah, yeah.
Bong.
There are still 2 million people who use AOL dial-up, okay?
In fact,
3% of Americans use dial-up to access the internet at home.
I'll tell you what,
3%.
That's one way to keep the NSA out of your stuff.
Yeah, that's
just don't be online.
Yeah, yeah. And go very slowly. Yeah. Tonight's a big night for Peter Pan Live. This will be, this is a little bit different from, what?
I'm nervous for it.
Why are you nervous?
Because I had high hopes for The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
I'd seen it a lot in person, I mean, live on the stage.
Right.
And I understand it's going to be hard to get that across the TV. Also very used to the film version.
Very true.
But I think this has a little better production behind it.
Well, but they have a little problem.
Oh?
Yeah, well, they have that drum-thumping song, you know, the Uggawug. So I don't know how the politically going to correctly do that thing, but we'll see. And if you think that the girl playing Peter Pan looks like Brian Williams, you're right, because that's his daughter.
Oh.
So just saying. Tony Hawk, you hear about him? He's 46 years old, still skateboarding.
Goodness.
Yep.
He got himself an owie yesterday, though. Nice little nasty gash on his thigh. Went and got some stitches. He said, I'm still living the dream, but today it kind of sucked. So he's 46. That's almost as bad as Greg Knoll, who on this date in 1969 rode a 65-foot-high wave.
Oh, no, sir.
Off the north shore of Hawaii.
No,
65 feet. Obviously the highest ocean surfing ever recorded. This date, 1791, the first issue of The Observer. That was the world's first Sunday newspaper. In 1918, Woodrow Wilson sailed for the World War I peace talks to Versailles, becoming the first U.S. president to travel to Europe while he was president. And in 1959, we launched a monkey into space and brought him back safely. Yay, America. And today we couldn't even get the thing off the pad. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station. Brian.